Tomorrow is National Donut Day. That's always a good thing, right? Well, it's tomorrow, Friday, and to celebrate National Donut Day, there is a second location of Detroit's iconic Dutch Girl Donuts opening in the new center area. And the owner of Dutch Girl Donuts, Patty Lynch, joining me today on Focus on WJR. Patty, welcome. And what a way to make an entrance with location number two.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, we're excited. We're not ready for the shop to be officially open full-time, probably about a month away. But with the National Donut Day coming up tomorrow, I thought, not unlike what we did 2 years ago on Woodward, I'm like, let's give everybody a sneak peek, do a little preview, give some donuts away, celebrate the new space on East Grand Boulevard. And we're looking forward to it from 8 to 10.
All right. And not only are you giving a sneak peek, but my understanding is between the hours of what, 8 and 10 a.m., a couple of free donuts too?
Yep. Two free donuts for anyone who shows up. And then we'll have some dozens boxed already, just like assorted dozens, that if anybody wants to buy a box of donuts to take to work or to their family or whatever to celebrate the day, we'll have those available for purchase. But two free donuts, two complimentary donuts for anybody who shows up between 8 and 10 to see the new space.
And the address is 2820 East Grand Boulevard.
The address is 2820 East Grand Boulevard,
right,
just west of I-75.
All right, so the original location's on Woodward, of course. The business closed, but you bought the business and reopened it. Dates back to 1947. It's one of the growing businesses in your business portfolio. Why the affinity for, why the decision originally to bring back Dutch Girl Donuts?
Well, like so many Detroiters, I grew up on Dutch Girl. My dad started going there in the 60s and 70s when he was dating my mom, who went to Marygrove. And so, you know, when I came along, anytime we were up and down Woodward Avenue, we were stopping at Dutch Girl. And then it became part of my daily commute to the funeral home. And so I'd stop in there often to get donuts for, you know, my coworkers. And when it closed, you know, a couple of years ago, like so many people, I was just devastated. And, you know, I had some connections to the family through my cousin, another funeral director, who had actually handled funeral services for them and had grown up with them, and he connected us. And, you know, I wrote him a nice letter and I said, I'd really like to bring it back and pretty much keep it the same. Mm-hmm. And all three donut makers that were there when they closed came back. And so it's been a great 2 years. It's just over 2 years now that we reopened Woodward.
And time for a second location.
You know, it's something that we had thought about over the last few years. And it really worked out organically. It's going in the storefront of what's commonly known as Harani Studios. Amin Harani was a famous Detroit photographer on East Grand Boulevard. His son, Ara, is one of my best friends, and the photography business has changed. Ara doesn't need the studio like his dad did. Mm-hmm. His business is much more mobile. He works from home. And so they were looking to sell the building, but I wanted Ara to keep a presence there. So the studio is still operational, but the storefront, which wasn't being used, is where we're putting Dutch Girl. And so it's kind of a win-win for me, for Ara and his family. And it's an opportunity for us to provide Dutch Girl on that very busy commute, East Grand Boulevard, heading to, you know, Wayne State and, you know, Henry Ford Hospital. So we're excited about the new location.
And here to the Fisher Building as well.
And exactly, for all of you guys, exactly.
And the WDJR studios. All right, so Lynch and Sons Funeral Directors, that has been the family business for years and years and years. But we mentioned Dutch Girl Donuts. You have the Schwitz, of course, the bathhouse that you run now as well. And recently bought Dakota Inn Rathskeller as well, another long-standing, iconic Detroit institution. Man, you're investing in our city.
Yeah, I got a real soft spot, you know, for the multi-generational family businesses. I'm grateful to be a third-generation funeral director. I'm sitting in the funeral home right now. This is where I still come to work every day. And it means a lot to me to be able to work with my father and my aunts and uncles and cousins. And so when you look at Dutch Girl and you look at the Dakota Inn, you know, these were situations where family didn't really have the opportunity to pass it on to another family member. And so they were looking for a potential buyer. And, you know, I have had relationships with these businesses. You know, one thing I tell people is one of the reasons why I became interested in taking some of them over is because I had a relationship with them and I had some institutional knowledge.
Sure.
And it was meaningful to me personally. So I'm very grateful that in the case of Dutch Girl, the Timmer family, you know, gave me the opportunity to keep it going. Carl Kurtz from the Dakota Inn was the longtime proprietor. His grandfather built it. And I think these businesses and these buildings are part of the fabric of our city's history. And it really makes us, you know, unique. And I'm grateful that I can, you know, do my best to take care of them.
Well, and patrons would agree that it's a good thing that that you've invested, bought, and control, run these businesses now, including Dutch Girl Donuts. So again, the new location, 2820 East Grand Boulevard in the new center area, open tomorrow in order to provide a sneak peek and a couple of free donuts for people who come between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., as long as supplies last. But you think it'll be a month or so before?
Yeah, I think we're really close. You know, we have to finalize all of our paperwork with the city, which isn't too challenging, and just kind of, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's and button up the space. But our counters are in, our donut cases in, we'll have coffee on. So this is just a nice opportunity to give people a little sneak peek, as you said, a little soft opening, celebrate National Donut Day, let people pick up some donuts for their friends and family and coworkers. And, you know, and Ara Harani himself will be there, and his father's legacy is really important in that building. So, you know, it's all good stuff, and really excited for the new location.
Yeah, and the donuts are good stuff too.
They're the best.
I've had more than a few over the years, and you know, I only wish you were open today as I drive by East Grand Boulevard on my way home. But
yeah, Patty, tomorrow.
Patty, thanks so much for this, and good luck with the second Dutch Girl Donuts location. National Donut Day Friday. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Patty Lynch.
Bye-bye.
Joining us on Focus Today. Dave Llewellyn in for Paul W. Smith on this Thursday. We're back with more right after these words.